Now we are back with Ron Reisegger. He's the co-founder and co-owner of Velocity Solar. How you doing, Ron?
I'm great. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for coming. So what's the mood, right? You have this big solar company. What's the mood as you attack 2019?
Well, Mark, first of all, thanks for having me on today. It is exciting to be in this business right now. Since inception, you know, and of the industry in general, there's always been that 30% tax credit. And now we finally reached the last year of it.
This 2019 is the last year.
This is it. The 30% tax credit is going away.
So
it is
all on the field in 2019.
That's right. It's fear of lost sales all year long, baby.
I love it. Okay, so talk to us about what your business is, how you got started. We always want to know the journey, right? Because it's not easy to build this big company.
Sure.
Talk to us about it.
Well, we keep it simple. My partner, Darren, and I, we spent over 10 years together in the energy business, brokering gas and electricity through online brokerage. And, you know, about 8 years ago, we sat down, we're like, look, the solar push is happening. People are getting involved in solar. We looked at getting involved ourselves, slowly looked at it. And one of these days, about 6.5 years ago, I was talking to the owner of Mathnasium, for lack of a better term. It's like
Mathnasium. I've seen that place.
He was
teaching
my son, you know, some math skills, and we were talking solar. I'm like, yeah, we do solar. He's like, I want to get solar. I'm like, done. So, and I'm like, we don't even have a business yet. Like, that's how we got started. He handed me a check, said, get me started. So I went to my business partner and said, hey, we're in business. Welcome. And now we're, you know, Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, all through California, tail to tip, and just running crazy, having fun.
You guys do big commercial stuff. You do residential stuff. I mean, do you have an area of focus?
All of it. So Our day-to-day is residential, and we're out there, you know, talking the talk and walking the walk on a daily basis. We do a lot of commercial projects. We do all the Massey Corp projects for Rick and Ryan Massey and their company locally here, all the big commercial stuff. We do all the California fire stations in the Northern California division of the rural district, not city, but outside the city, so counties. We do fire stations left and right, custom canopies. We do all the schools. It's never ending. If it uses power, it's in our wheelhouse.
Well, I mean, let's talk about your journey, though, because, I mean, you obviously had this entrepreneurial background, but also business plans change. You get into solar. Sounds like you got into it almost without a plan. Was it a rocky road, a smooth road? How would you describe the journey?
You know, the journey's been great. You know, I would say I'd be lying if I said there wasn't bumps in the startup. You know, we got started. We always had a few goals to keep in mind. One, be honest with the customer, very straightforward, no smoke and mirrors, because there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in this industry, and give a good exchange of value to the customer and give them a good situation with their financial, situation themselves. And when the journey started, it was hands down, one, to be a debt-free company, and we're one of the only ones, by the way, that carries zero debt as far as the company goes.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. We keep things very simple. We work really hard. You know, I loved hearing the other guests on this show that, you know, entrepreneur mindset is just like work hard, maximize the minutes. I maximize every minute. And people that know me, they'll listen to this and be like, yep, that guy maximizes every single minute. You know, I'm an engineer by trade. So after developing robotic automation systems for Ford, GM, Chrysler, and Toyota years and years ago out of college, I realized I don't ever want to work for anybody ever again. And started our own company,
so you're a systemization guy. So I'm in this step minimization process in my life where I'm trying to take out all the small steps and turn them into just routines and habits. Like, how do you create this time wasting? How do you remove that time wasting stuff out of your life?
Man, it's crazy. I mean, I just set goals and keep things simple. I don't overanalyze the goals, which most engineers would. I'm a very technical salesperson, so I love getting into the passion of what we sell and what we offer and the solution. I'm more of a solution provider.
Okay.
And when you look at life as creating a solution to set the goals, you just have to navigate. I navigate through them very systematically, but without overanalyzing the details of it, and just go for it. You know, I get up early and I go to bed late. And
if there's one routine or hack that you could pass along, one habit that one of us might pick up, hey, you might want to try this. The last guest brought up, don't watch TV. What about you?
Well, I would honestly have someone set their stopwatch for 5 minutes, okay, and go about their life and find out how much stuff they get done, whether their job is to make phone calls, whether their job is to, you know, cook a breakfast, cook a dinner, whatever it is. See how much they get done in that 5 minutes. And maximize your time, because if you you know, if you love playing video games, you want to go watch TV, and you set aside an hour or 2 hours a day, well, great. If you can go shave off your day-to-day stuff of your five-minute increments down to 2 minutes and 3 minutes, which is very easy, by the way, then you just freed up your hour or two without losing it.
All right, walk me backwards through this. Okay, so basically select a period of time in your day and narrow it down to 5 minutes, start the clock, and then kind of really analyze everything you do during that period of time?
Well, set the alarm, but just go about your business. Try to ignore the clock.
Okay.
Set the timer, and you're like, okay, like let's just say like one of my salespeople, their job was to sit down and make some phone calls and follow up on with customers.
Okay.
I go, how many customers do you call in 5 minutes? They're like, well, I don't really know. Maybe one. I go, I think you can get 3 or 4 calls in that 5 minutes.
Okay.
You know, and they're like, oh, okay. Well, I said, try that. So set your clock for 5. How many calls did you make? And then it just makes people more efficient about mm-hmm. life. And some people might be like, you know what? That's going to just stress you out. It really doesn't. If you naturally get better about maximizing your time, then you'll free up more time in the day to go goof off and do nothing.
You bet.
To go read your book, to go watch your TV show. Nothing wrong with the video games or the TV show. They're just time wasting is not in my wheelhouse or my family's. We'd like to just live.
Yeah.
You know, we travel the world. We have a lot of fun. And we, you know, my kids are 10 and 12 years old, as you know. And if they think they have nothing to do, I'm like, there's your bikes, there's your fishing poles, there's the jet ski, there's the dirt bike, whatever. Go do it. Go outside and play. You know, it just is a funny way.
Well, go outside and play versus watching video games. A lot of times I see parents throwing, you know, the video games over to the kids and let them do that for a few hours at a time. You're saying get outside. You guys have a little lake on your property, right? So get outside, get yourself dirty.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to upset anybody listening, but at the end of the day, the parents that are throwing the video games in front of them sometimes are looking at their schedule, and that's a time like a don't bother me for a second type mm-hmm. of deal. I'm a very present dad. My wife and I have been together since high school. We're very present. We've been married for 16 years. We're very present parents. So I'm able to run a company with a business partner and a great staff. I'm able to drop kids off at school every day and pick them up every day.
Wow.
And maximize those important moments that I don't want to miss. And we get to travel a lot through the year with the kids.
Sounds like the perfect life. I'm wondering how to create that, right? So most of the time when I talk to entrepreneurs, there's this period of time where they're working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and it's not until you get over the hump before you can do the kinds of travel that you do with your kids, do the kinds of events that you can do with a family. Were you always sort of a life balance guy, or is it, you know, did you have to create that?
Well, I've always liked to balance life and do our best. Obviously, you know, no one has the perfect life, right? We're all going to have the bumps in the road and the chaos. And I'd be lying to you if I didn't say there wasn't crazy chaos. I mean, we have chaos. Everybody does. But at the end of the day, you know, if you try to balance take what's important and don't justify it. Don't try to ignore it. Don't try to work around it. And I think looking at life of, are you working to live, or are you living to work? Too many people live their day-to-day focused on the work. Mm. If you work to live and function your life and go live, I mean, this is one, we get one time around here.
Yeah.
So if you can create, some people just aren't happy. They might need to look at get out of the comfort zone and make a career change. If you're working every day to live and you're living your life, hey, awesome for you. But if you're living your life to just work, 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 please take a step back and evaluate your needs, wants, and desires.
You bet. Well, as you look at 2019 and beyond, I mean, we've had a chance this last few days to step back. Where do we want to be? What's the long-term vision for Velocity and for you, Ron, as a family man?
Well, I love it. You know, I just clicked the 42-year mark here in life, and I'm like, man, I talked to a good neighbor a few years ago, and just the nicest guy. And he goes, Ron, if you didn't know how old you are, how old would you be?
Hmm.
I'm like, wow, that is a great question. I'm like, I'm still 25.
Yeah.
You know, in my mind, like you, Mark, you're full of energy. You're like you're 25 as well.
Just when you do not have talent, you bring energy. So that's I got that early.
It's great. So I'm like, I live by that. I think if you don't know how old you are, how old would you be? And we just go every single day. So our goals for 2019 are, one, to maximize every roof we can, help everybody get the 30% tax credit, and help our staff. You make money while giving people a good exchange of value. I mean, our business is simple. Right now, people out there are throwing money in the trash can on a daily basis. Energy rates are going up on a minute-to-minute basis. I mean, they 2-3 increases a year from all the major utilities. You know, the local SMUD utility just announced this year for the first time, our rates are doubling between 4 and 9 p.m. That's when everybody's home. Mm-hmm. They haven't done a price increase for a long time. All the utility rates are going up. We all know where PG&E's at. Those go up every quarter, it seems like. Yep. So if people are taking $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, throwing it in the trash can, we give them a solution to take that money or less and move it to their asset. Literally move $300 a month from trash can to asset on a 20-year fixed 5.99 rate. People say, oh, I don't want a loan in solar. You're already on a loan agreement with PG&E. It's an 8% annual increase lately, and you're paying it forever. You can't ever pay it off. Your money's gone. Yeah. So move it from here to there, no money out of pocket, save money every month, and own it. Get to retirement level without a power bill. It's phenomenal. Go to velocitysolar.com, send in your information. We give you a free proposal.
Heck yes. So, okay, long-term vision for the company. You got this year, you're going to leave it all on the table or all on the field, right? You're going to help as many people as they can transform their energy spend. But long-term, what's the company look like?
Well, we have a 10-year plan in place right now, and I think it eventually 10, 15 years away, we would probably sell the company.
Okay.
Energy, the sun comes up every day. It's not going away. We're going to be we're very adaptive to the changes in the solar industry. I mean, we've seen tariffs affect pricing. We've seen tax credits changing. Hey, the power is consumption is just going up. People are always using more things that take juice, and the sun's coming up every day. We need to maximize that. California alone has just under 14 million homes. We just hit the 1% mark of installations of almost 400,000 installations in California industry-wide. Mm-hmm. So there's room for everybody. There's a lot of good solar companies out there. And then there's a lot of bad ones. There's a lot of smoke and mirrors out there too. So Velocity's core focus is this is all we do. We do anything related to solar. We're not the window, door, HVAC. We didn't just add solar to our portfolio. No, we are a solar company. That's what we're good at. That's what we do, and we will get it done. We're a 30-day install company. So we've maximized those things. It's been our core focus, and after the vetting out with the government to land the government projects and contracts has been very a big, you know, feather in our cap, if you will. Our goal is to have a minimum of a 10-year run here. Our business plan is actually very detailed out and make it sound like we just started up on a whim. But we took months and months and put together a good plan. And we're not going anywhere. We're here. We're here for the run.
Advice to small business people as they think, you know what? I want to live a life like Ron Reisinger.
Man, you know, set your goals. You know, whether it's your God, whether it's your kids, whether it's your family, and don't deviate from what's important. The phone call doesn't matter. Okay, take your drawer, set aside one drawer in your kitchen every single night, and put your phone in it. For dinner time, for breakfast time, for making breakfast time. My favorite time of the morning is literally making breakfast for the kids. My wife loves to sleep in a little bit. She's amazing. She's the best mom ever. But I'm breakfast. I'm on breakfast and lunch duty. And my phone goes in the drawer, and we just chat. You know, we talk about what's going to be today, and I drive the kids to school. Then the second I get in my car from walking them to this curb at school, I'm on the phone, I'm working, I'm on, you know, it's all throttles wide open and the gears are turning, stuff's happening. Then come, you know, 2:25 when I'm going to go walk and stand, phone's in the truck, you know, wife and I get to walk up and wait for the kids, visit with people like your lovely daughter and hang out. And my goal, my advice is don't deviate from the important stuff. And in between the important mandatory stuff that is your life, maximize every minute you can to be efficient to build your bank account. Simple.
Ron Reisinger, he is the founder, co-founder, co-owner of Velocity Solar. He's a man who's built this incredible company, but an incredible family man as well and building an incredible life. Great advice, great wisdom. Thanks for coming on the show today, Ron.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you having me.
You bet.
There's a revolution coming. Wide awake, the fever burns.